Well, today is Youth Homelessness Matters Day, and with it comes startling new research. New South Wales Body for Youth Homelessness, Y Foundations, found that half of young people assisted by homelessness service providers had experienced domestic and family violence. The Y's Nicole Wedding spoke to Dr. Michael Coffey, who's the CEO of Y Foundations and co-chair of the National Youth Coalition for Housing. He says he hopes the new research will bring more attention to the issue.
The research has been telling us about 45% of young people who are in youth homelessness services had become homeless because of family breakdown and domestic violence. We've been sort of thinking that family breakdown is a pretty vague sort of term, so we actually rang and surveyed a number of services in New South Wales, which reached about 1,800 young people who were homeless. And we asked them what was the critical thing that made these young people become homeless in their services. And a lot of those services actually said that 100% of their young people had experienced family and domestic violence, whilst others kind of thought around about 80%. So what we're saying is the reason why young people become homeless is largely due to domestic and family violence. And we think that family breakdown and conflict kind of terms which are kind of vague, we're actually naming it in this report and saying, no, it's family and domestic violence, which is the major driver for youth homelessness.
According to nationwide statistics, the number of young people recorded as having experienced domestic and family violence was closer to 33%. Why do you think their report is so different to yours?
I suspect it's about when young people first present to the service, they don't tell everything. It usually takes a period of trust with those young people to determine what caused them to become homeless. So I'm thinking that by talking directly with workers, which is what we've done, rather than looking at data entry, they can tell us what the real deal is with regards to the young people in their services. I'm hearing workers telling me that every single young person they speak with actually was affected by family and domestic violence. So I think it's a matter of the recording, and it also might be the questions that young people are being asked when they first presented, I guess, in services.
Do you suspect that the figures could be much worse if the results were 100% accurate?
Yeah, I would expect so. Young people do not leave home because of a choice. They're actually leaving home because the situation at home is unsafe. That's what we used to call youth refuges, because they were sort of refuges, a place of safety. And what I'm concerned about here is the safety and security of young people. So that this report doesn't surprise me, but I think it's very important that we don't use euphemisms like family breakdown or family conflict. What we're really talking about here in this report is domestic and family violence. That's what's the major cause for youth homelessness. Which means then we've got to think about the work that is being done by youth homelessness services and also their related services. Workers are telling us that they're struggling to deal with the complexities around domestic and family violence. So I think we need to be thinking about ramping up the capacity for mental health services and trauma services and other DV services to be able to work closer with youth homelessness services to help these young people.
The report also addressed the issue of intergenerational domestic violence. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we had that about 70%, 75, 76%. But nearly a third of the services were unable to say whether their young people had experienced intergenerational violence. So the average proportion was around about 76%, yep.
What do you think Australia should be doing to address these problems?
In terms of addressing youth homelessness, it's not just about providing a bed for the night, and our report supports that. But youth homelessness is a complex, wicked problem, and it requires there to be a whole lot of work in early intervention. You know, obviously, we need extra housing. We need to be thinking about the health and well-being of young people in services and also dealing with the effects of trauma.
Dr. Michael Coffey, CEO at Y Foundations and co-chair of the National Youth Coalition for Housing, he was speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.